Tonight, a new season of The Bachelorette begins, and we're excited, Molly, for a more accepting and representative season than we've ever seen before. And at the centre of it all is Brooke Blurton. Good morning, Brooke. How are you?
I'm going good. You got me up nice and early.
Look, we're very sorry about that. How are you feeling about watching it all back tonight?
A lot of feelings. Excited, nervous, you know, just, yeah, ecstatic. Like, I guess it's kind of finally airing now. And I can kind of start shifting out of this this secretive mode.
Have Network 10 given you a sneak peek of it at all?
No, not yet. I'll be watching basically as everyone else is watching, if not a bit behind, because I'm actually on Perth time. So
exactly. You get all the East Coast reaction.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping to stream it the same as the East Coast. But, I've done it and I know what happens. But, it would be really good to see what my family and friends' reactions will be.
Are you going to be watching it with someone special, Brooke?
No, not yet. As in, we can't obviously be in public, but I'll be watching with my friends and family. Actually, down at my local rugby club. So
I love that.
Got all the girls over. They'll be watching. So
what I find really interesting about it all, Brooke, is that last time we saw you on our screens was in 2019's Bachelor in Paradise, and Network 10, I reckon, got a little bit tokenistic about how they promoted your relationships on that show. So have there been any discussions about that this time around? Like, let's, you know, just kind of keep it pretty, you know, low key.
Yeah, I think, you know, previously you're definitely right. They really sort of elaborated on like a lot of those key things, like coming out and Brooke's Big Secret, and really kind of brought me to the front of front and center. But I think it kind of created awareness, sort of build to this. Like, if anything, like it brought attention to it, and I think it's really important. And the conversations that I had with them is that that's not part of really who I am. Like, I'm not drama, sure. I'm not secretive. You know, I'm a very open and honest person. And I kind of just said to them, look, I want this season to be really genuine and authentic. And I think what you guys will see is there will be drama, but I feel like a very sort of love-focused and a bit more settled of a season.
Which is what we all need, really. And I think we're all looking forward to seeing a new format and seeing someone like yourself coming out and just being your true self. And as you've said in the promos, we don't need labels. I'm just someone genuinely looking for love, and that can be with anyone. We do see a contestant that we have seen on our screens before, Jamie Lee. Were you shocked to see her walk down the red carpet?
I was. I think that out of all the red carpets, like obviously that was probably the most shock. There had been some absolute rippers that came down. But I feel like, her being there was just a bit of a comfort as well. Like with the, you know, there's a bit of a long history to it, seeing, you know, we were both on Nick Cummins' season in 2018. But, it was a nice little comfort just kind of being like, well, this is real. Like, I've already got an established connection with her. Like, quite an intense feeling just overall being on the red carpet.
We've gotten used to the format of the show now over many, many seasons. Does it change it up at all in terms of, you know, a single date, group date? Is that pretty much how every app will work out?
It's still the Bachelor franchise, right? So there's always going to be cocktail parties and rose ceremonies and dates and really extravagant dates. But I think, you'll see maybe you'll see more of my personality come out. I think that's the exciting part, is people get to know me on a bit more of a deeper level and sort of understand how I run. But I think the format of the show, you know, the females and males kind of, you know, shift the dynamic.
Yeah.
I feel like it would be very similar to previous seasons, but just so different on a new level, like, and a bit more of a, you know, we've never seen it before in some way.
What about the roses at the ceremony, Brooke? Because, you know, the boys generally get just the short one, the girls get the long stem. Are we just going medium stem this time?
We're going all full stem.
Full stem. Okay, guys, get around that.
Oh, I love that. That's so fun. A lot of people would have been asking you this, but I've been wondering about the contestants, and are they separated? Is there a mansion for the guys, a mansion for the girls, and one for you? Or how does all of that work?
So this was, a conversation that I had from the start, was that on a privacy level, and I guess a duty of care to how, if I was a female going on to, you know, a similar setting of a show like this, I'd probably prefer privacy. So they actually do live separately, practically like next door. So, yeah, so they don't live together, but, they do things and group dates and hang out and throughout the day. So, yeah.
Yeah, cool.
All right, Brooke, we like to make our predictions ahead of the season. And, well, Molly, we've had a little bit of a look at photos and promos. That's all we've got to go off so far. Where are your feelings? We'll get Brooke's read on it.
Oh, this is a really hard one because we haven't seen much footage, but I reckon there's something special about Jess.
Well, Jess, okay.
If she's the one who I think she is, with the beanie on and you're kissing and it's purple.
Can you tell us a little bit about Jess, Brooke?
I can't even comment about. I know, I wish I could, but you guys are just going to have to wait and see. I'm sorry.
I'm just going to put it out there. I'll get a good read on Carissa of the girls.
I reckon David too. Those abs.
Yeah,
my
but
God.
His day one jacket looks very shiny, but it's a bit off-putting for me. Brooke, do you like shiny jackets?
Shiny jackets don't do it for you.
Just a personal thing. Of course, this is your show. You get to choose who you want. It's going to be fantastic to see it, Brooke. We are really looking forward to the season ahead. The Bachelor Australia premieres tonight at 7:30, only on 10 and 10 Play On Demand. Enjoy the streaming tonight at the Rugby Club.
Thank you so much, guys. See you later.